Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
These things that I love come to an end.
Oh, welcome back, 17. Rubber Crate Breakers. Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Terrence DeFranco is here. Terrence is the CEO and president, co-founder of IOTA Communications, IOTA Communications, and he helps companies like yours and mine get some control over our properties using Internet of Things and a virtual network that he provides. I can even tell him, Terrence, I'll get you to tell us about that more a little bit. But one of the things we're going to talk about this segment is air quality and the quality of the environment inside your homes, inside our homes. And sometimes I think we take that for granted. And there's a way of getting some control of that now, isn't there?
Absolutely. So, you know, the first step, I guess, in wanting to have control is actually to be aware. So being able to gather that data, you know, thermostats are pretty good at measuring temperature because they do so to adjust to certain set points. But when you combine temperature with humidity, for example, CO2 levels, these ugly things called volatile organic compounds that exist in our air around us, they come out of the paint on the wall, they come out of the carpet, and all these different fibers. So we're breathing all
insulation,
that stuff in, and particulate matter, dust.
Yeah.
So all these things combine that if, you know, at high levels, dangerous levels, you know, could definitely start impacting us. Now, it starts with, you know, folks might have asthma, you know, so the presence of particulate matter, volatile organic compounds can certainly impact them. It might not be, you know, necessarily life-threatening, but certainly performance-changing or productivity or just not feeling so good. And a lot of that could just simply be in the air we breathe. We gather that data, you know, typically, you know, when we started with it, it was really to try to drive efficiency of the HVAC system to save energy. But looking at different standards that are emerging around buildings, it's become prevalent through so many different studies that the air we breathe impacts our individual health. And now you're seeing property owners, business owners, becoming a lot more sensitive to it. And this sensing capability is only made available, like you said, through the Internet of Things, this connectivity and ability to gather that data.
And you guys have been doing R&D on devices that will help do that, haven't you? In addition to the network that you developed, that you have the ability to deliver.
That's right. It's, you know, if you just look at the technology that's been around us, look at the, you know, the smartphone and how it's evolved. The same thing is happening across all of technology. So, you know, sensors are becoming smaller, more power efficient, so they can run on batteries and things like that. You know, so as technology evolves, new business models and new use cases are evolving as well. You know, as long as we continue directing those toward improving lives, and, you know, not only we at IOTA, but also we across the whole technology sector, saying, look, let's use these things to make lives better, improve productivity and health. You know, you'll see that continue to evolve. When you look at the smartwatch and the impact it has on our lives, that's the type of impact we're talking about.
So let's say we have an office that we've got, you know, like I do, I've got people working in this office and where my studio is. And so I want the air quality to be good here. What would I do? Let's talk specifics. Where would I sit? Would I buy a device? Would I set it there? Would I connect to your network? Do you give me a report? How's that work?
So we're full turkey. So we pick the hardware. It includes these different types of sensors, temperature, humidity, CO2, et cetera, a gateway device, which is kind of a internet-connected aggregation point, if you will, for data, communicates it to a server, and it'll help maintain those healthy levels of air and typically remediating through the HVAC, but also through your thermostats. Mm-hmm. So it's automatically programmed to be able to hit those optimum levels.
Are there remediation devices that you add, like filters and things like that, when you kick these things on?
Yeah,
when humidity's high or when there's some kind of dust particles or whatever?
That's right. That's right. So this could be programmed straight into, you know, very simple devices or even a big building management system that, you know, kind of does all that command and control of those devices. So this could actually be, you know, automated to maintain those optimum levels. And then we start getting into other things like machine learning and AI, where, you know, you're really establishing the formation of a brain for the building, where it ultimately has the ability through these sensors and through this data ultimately be able to think for itself, and you don't have to intervene.
Does this system Does this system give the owners or the managers of the building a report, a periodic report, things like that, so you can monitor?
That's right. That's right. So it's built for the human element of this as well. So there's no loss of control. What we're doing is basically putting the data in the hands of the professional.
Is it capable of detecting pathogens like COVID?
So we're essentially limited by the availability.
I'm going to ask you when we come back that question again. I need your website one more time, please.
IOTA Communications.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. Terrence DeFranco and I will be right back after the break. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.